Welcome to Impact OC, the only program showcasing the people and organizations shaping Orange County, with your host, Don Camber.
Hello, live from the OC Talk Radio studios at UCI's Beal Applied Innovation Center. I'm OC Talk Radio Public Affairs Director Don Camber with another great guest impacting our community in a positive way. Today, I welcome Together We Rise founder and CEO Danny Mendoza. The organization based in Brea changes the way children experience the foster care system in America. Thank you, Danny, for being on Impact OC.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us here.
Danny, I understand you founded the organization at the age of 19. Please explain why.
Yeah, so I was, you know, just going to college, working at a law firm and living a normal, ambitious life of being a lawyer one day here in Southern California when, you know, I got a phone call that basically said that my aunt and uncle were getting a divorce. And naturally, because I worked in the industry, they needed some help. And when I was going through that process, I found out that my 9-year-old cousin was living in a car. And I was kind of just shocked and stunned and wasn't sure what I could do and what I was able to do. So I, you know, contacted some friends of mine, and I remember that I went to school with a kid that was in foster care, and he had a home because his parents were going through some stuff. So at that point, I decided to, you know, get my baby cousin into foster care.
And what is the life of a person in foster care?
I mean, foster care is basically a place where you go to when your parents are going through some struggles. So it's a temporary home while your parents recover or whatever they're dealing with, and you find a place to, you know, to sleep, to eat, to, you know, still hopefully go to the same school. But it's a very uncertain time. You don't know where you're going. You don't know if you're staying. You don't know, you know, what your next day looks like. So it's very chaotic, to say the least.
So how exactly does it work? A family takes a person in temporarily?
Yeah, so a family signs up to take in a kid that, you know, doesn't have a home. And you can take them up to, you know, a few nights until they find a permanent home. Or you can set up to be a long-term foster parent where you take them on for, you know, 2 to 5 years until their parents get better.
And what are the ages of people in the foster care system?
So the average age of a foster child is 9 years old.
And then they're in the system and they don't have any control for their life, do they?
Yeah, they don't ever really get control of their life until they get into their early teens. And, you know, it's very confusing. You know, there's a lot of lawyers, social workers, courts involved, you know, sometimes CASA volunteers that kind of help guide them through that process. But, I mean, it's confusing for me now, being an adult that's been working on this for 15 years. I can only imagine being 8 years old and trying to figure out, you know, where I'm going to sleep the next night.
So how did you create the organization?
I started it on LegalZoom, funny enough. I was on MySpace one day, which is the dinosaur to Facebook and Instagram. But I got an advertisement during the time that I found out what my cousin was going through. And I worked at a law firm, and I asked my boss for some guidance in the process. And, you know, as I was trying to help him, they didn't allow me to help him because I wasn't 21 years old at the time. I was only 19, and you had to be 21 to be involved in the system as a volunteer. So I kind of researched some loopholes and decided that if I started my own organization and got my own insurance, that I was able to volunteer and work with kids in the system.
How did you come up with the name?
Together You Rise, it actually was like from a song, and it was just like the political time. It was during 2008, and it just kind of just was inspiring to me because I feel like, you know, it takes a village to help these kids. So Together You Rise just fit natural to me.
So how do you help the kids?
So we help them in a number of ways, from different resources that are unfunded through the government, like getting a bike, or when they enter the foster care system, they usually get a trash bag to carry their belongings. So we provide them with like an emergency kit, which contains of a duffel bag, teddy bear, hygiene kit, crayons, coloring books. From STEM boxes so they can learn about science to scholarships that basically allow them to find a path when they grow up. And we also are launching trade school scholarships so that they could, if they don't want to take the traditional route, they have options to become a mechanic or a chef or, you know, work in the appliance industry.
So how are you connected to the foster care system to help them?
Yeah, so Together You Rise actually works as this kind of connector between corporate volunteers, community volunteers, and foster agencies. So we play like the middleman. So what we do is we make these big asks and partner with these big corporations about creating opportunities to give back, and then we connect them locally to an agency in their community.
So you've assembled volunteers across the nation. How did you do that?
Yeah, so we actually activate, you know, anywhere from 80,000 to 100,000 volunteers every single year. And that's one of like the coolest things that we do at Together We Rise, because we provide an easy way for people to help kids in foster care. And our big motto is, you know, you don't have to be a foster parent to help a foster child.
How can people help you help them?
And they can go to our website, Together We Rise, and, you know, just think of there's a night they want to give back with their community members, with their family, you know, if they want to give up their birthday. We assemble these pre-assembled kits that we can ship to them, and they can either decorate the duffel bags for the kids so when they enter, or they decorate a box and fill it's a birthday box essentially, and they fill it with all these cool essentials, and they can add in extra stuff for these kids to celebrate their birthday while they're in the system. And so we create a lot of cool ways from giving back at work. We work with a lot of companies all over the country where they can, you know, assemble a day from 1 hour to 4 hours to, you know, get everyone involved and make sure that it helps on a local level.
Was there Together We Rise organizations all across the country that do the assembly of duffel bags and items like you stated, or is it based in Brea to do those kinds of things?
So we do this all over the country every single day. We have about 20 events per week. So we have staff members all over the country. We actively live on planes. JetBlue is one of our big sponsors, so shout out to them because they allow us to fly for free to make sure that we can go to these events and organize on a local level.
Explain some of the events.
Yeah, so I'm going to give you an example. Last week, we were able to build 200 bicycles in Florida, and all those bicycles were built by, you know, TD Bank, and they stayed on a local level. So the employees come together, you know, we tell them about foster care, you know, what the struggles are and how they can help. And then there's an activity where they can assemble the bicycles. And then we partnered with the local foster agency that came in and picked up all the bikes, and they distribute them to the kids in their care.
Does your members interact with the actual foster care children?
So no, and it's very complex, right? So children in foster care are in kind of like in a protection mode where, you know, they don't necessarily have access to the public unless it's an event where, you know, people don't know about and they're just kind of blending in. But all of our programs are focused on working behind the scenes and supporting with items that are giving to the social workers, because the social workers are the ones that actually have a relationship with the child. So we're giving them a tool that they could use to kind of improve their interaction with them.
But do the children know that they come from your organization? And in a sense, do they get to find out that you, as a 19-year-old, was behind what they're receiving?
Yeah, so not really. It's never really been about me. And I think that's what Together We Rise is such an important piece for what we do, because at the end of the day, it's we need people, right? And Together We Rise started as a group of friends that wanted to give back to help my cousin and then his friends that he met while he was going through that process. But we learned that we need everyone's help, right? Because I could only adopt maybe like 5 kids max, right? But if I get 100 people to adopt one kid that, you know, needed a home, that's really my ultimate goal. But so my goal is just introduce people to the foster care system, because there's a lot of great causes out there that have great awareness about what they do, from, you know, Wounded Warriors to Make a Wish. I mean, they're incredible causes that people already know about. But when you think foster care, there's just this negative stigma of these poor children that never had a chance, that didn't decide that they wanted to be in foster care. And so it's my job really to educate and raise awareness to people so that could one day step up to either be a volunteer, to help assemble a bicycle for a child, or to hopefully one day become a foster parent.
Have you become a foster parent?
Yeah, so I actually took in two kids about 3 years ago before the pandemic. And, you know, I took them on because I was mentoring one of the older youth and they wanted their siblings to kind of stay with us on the weekend. So I had to be certified. So I've done that. I work better with older youth that are in their teens or ready to go to college. But, you know, hopefully next year is the year that I actually get to foster to adopt.
So a person stays in foster care till what age?
Yeah, so the average child enters the foster care system at 9 years old, and they stay for about 2 to 3 years.
2 to 3 years, in the system.
Is there
an end age that they are no longer in the system?
I mean, it's just after 11, there's like a 10% chance that these children can get adopted. Unfortunately, a lot of people that are looking for adoption are looking for younger kids. So there's a lot of young teens that have no place to go that will stay in the foster care system until they age out at the age of 18.
I was going to say they age out at the age of 18. And then what do they do?
They go homeless. They break into your car. They go to jail.
Do you hear of success stories of how people are receptive to what they've received thanks to your efforts, obviously, and volunteers?
Yeah, I mean, we have an incredible group of volunteers. We actually have the largest scholarship in the foster care system, where we choose 10 to 15 kids that are graduating high school and pay for the college for the next 5 years. I mean, we have kids becoming lawyers. We have kids going to Harvard, from Duke to UC Berkeley, kids that are going to med school. It's just it's incredible to see that, you know, just with a little love and support, what these kids can actually become.
Tell us about your cousin.
Yeah, so my cousin actually was the main sole reason we started the scholarship, because I wanted to help him get into college, and I figured there's a lot of kids like him. Unfortunately, he didn't want to feel like a charity case, and I think that's kind of the stigma about receiving help. And I think that was the first time in my life that I learned about, like, that saying that you hear about is where you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink, right? And so for me, you know, my cousin, you know, he was going in and out. He didn't know what he wanted to be. We're still in contact, but as far as, like, support, you know, he was very independent. He wanted to try to do it on his own.
Can you share with us what he's doing today?
Yeah, I mean, he's just working a normal job, just like everyone else. I mean, he's happy, and that's the most important part.
Let's talk about sweet cases. What are those?
Yeah, so sweet cases are basically an emergency duffel bag that are given to police officers, CPS workers, social workers, so that when a child gets removed from their home, they're giving something more than a trash bag. So when a kid enters the system, it's usually a Friday night, Saturday night, parents are intoxicated, the cops get called, and when they get to the home, they realize, like, this place is an unsafe place for a child. So in that process, they usually grab a trash bag, put the kid's belongings in there, and they put them in the cop car until the CPS worker shows up. So our goal is to provide them with the duffel bag that, you know, it's kind of comforting for them. They have a brand new teddy bear that's incredibly soft, an awesome fleece blanket. They have a hygiene kit just in case they don't grab that as they leave. They have coloring books and crayons to kind of help keep their mind off of things as their social worker or caseworker tries to figure out what's going on. So our job is to try to lower that level of trauma that they're experiencing in that time and, you know, allow people a way that they could help, you know, solve that problem and, you know, just do it in a more humane approach.
How are you funded?
We're funded by, you know, all types of avenues except government, right? So we have corporate sponsors, we have community sponsors, we have, you know, thousands of incredible individual donors. So it's just a variety.
How do you anticipate this organization growing?
We are definitely on a great track. I definitely want to be the voice of children in foster care across the country and the organization that stands up for them. It's very important for us to be that, because the more we do, the more opportunities we get to help and the more kids that benefit.
What are some of the misconceptions people have about children in foster care?
Children in foster care. Well, one, you know, a child has never chose to be in foster care. Just because they're in foster care doesn't mean they're a bad kid. And not all children in foster care are up for adoption. You know, I think it's about 100,000 of the 500,000 are up for adoption. But a lot of people just think they're bad kids.
So I understand there is a movement to help people in foster care. Is there enough being done for them?
No, we're way behind. People just don't know how to help. There's not enough organizations that want to help that are focused in the foster care community. And, you know, foster care is changing so much. I think the biggest issue right now is aging out youth, right? So 22,000 kids every year age out of the foster care system, which means they just, you know, go homeless, they go to jail, they, you know, couch surf. There's not enough homes available that are what they call transitional living programs available for them to go sleep in, live in. And so it's a very traumatic time for kids in foster care, and COVID didn't help any of that.
So I understand you try to encourage parents to become foster care parents. Explain how you do that.
Yeah, so we're very indirect, right? So before Together We Rise, the only way to help a foster child was you either gave money or you became a foster parent. And those were your only options. And so for us, we take a different approach where we allow you to learn about the problem, solve a small problem, and, you know, volunteer and learn more about what the kids are going through so that you can decide if this is something that your family would want to take on. We also have a program at Disney Days that we call Disney Days, I'm sorry, at Disneyland, where we reunite siblings that have been separated from their siblings at Disneyland. And so those are days where people get to meet the kids and interact with them. And, you know, they get background checked. We work with social workers to make it all happen, and everyone's supervised. But, you know, we have people that become foster parents just from that event. We have a handful of people that have adopted kids in their group from that day. I mean, we just had Disney Days last week, and we have, you know, a few people inquiring about adopting some of the kids that are available for adoption that were in their group, you know, as we speak. And so it's just a powerful way to learn about foster care, you know, and we're just doing our best to raise awareness in a way that, like, people can take it where it's not a huge, you know, a huge undertaking versus it's just an introduction and we allow them to decide.
Does a person have to have a child in foster care and then they go to adoption, or can you go strictly to adopt?
So, I mean, technically, because they're in the foster care system, you technically have to be a licensed foster parent first. There are children that are already available for adoption that have had their parental rights terminated. So you technically, you know, work with the foster agency and just let them know what your intentions are and they can work with you. And then there's also kids that are pending that a potential termination of their parental rights that they'll allow you if you want to take that journey. Foster care is hard. I mean, it's not an easy process. You know, someone once told me it's the hardest thing they've ever done, but the most rewarding thing they've ever done.
What are the requirements?
I mean, there's not many. I think you just have to be 21 years old.
To be able to be a foster parent?
Yeah, there's housing requirements. You know, you don't necessarily have to have a job. You know, you just have to be, you know, willing and capable.
Willing and capable, and then beyond that, if they want to adopt, then there's more requirements from that.
Yeah, so the requirements mainly fall on, you know, what the availability of the child is, right? If they still have the parental rights, or if they're still going through visitation with their parents, if their parents are on track to get better. That's really just what it comes down to.
And in the midst of this, does the child have any say in what goes on in their life?
It just really depends on the age. You know, the older they get, the more say that they get. The younger they are, they do have, you know, attorneys or CASA advocates that really try to work in their best interests. So it just depends.
Are you pleased with how this organization has grown?
I think we're just touching, like, the potential of what we really could do. I feel like we can do so much more. We have so many incredible people that support us, that work for us, that, you know, the vision is to really make sure when you say charity, you think about kids in foster care and not be like number 10 or 12 on the list, because I think it's an American problem. I think it's a huge problem. And homelessness is a huge problem. And, you know, about 70% of those people were in the foster care system. So I just think that this is the route to help. I mean, there's cities in this country that they tell you to not leave anything in your car because it's going to get broken into and there's nothing the police can do about it. And, you know, if those are issues that you care about, I mean, it starts here.
So people who want to help your organization, how can they do it?
Yeah, they can just go to togetherwerise.org and there's a Get Involved tab that they can click and fill out the information. And, you know, depending on the level that they want to get involved in, we can help guide them.
explain some of the levels.
Yes. I mean, on a basic level is, you know, just doing the monthly donations and supporting, you know, local kids. If you want to get more hands-on, there's volunteer nights where you can sign up to join those at our office or around the country. And then there's service activities that you can create with your, you know, your friends, with your church, with your work. And that allows us to ship you items where everyone in your community can get hands-on involved. And then there's, you know, we have shopping sprees during the holidays. We have Disney days where they can get, you know, hands-on involved physically and with, you know, present with children after background checks and all those things that need to be crossed off. And then I would say the next step before being a foster parent is being a CASA worker. And that CASA is basically a court-appointed special advocate where they allow you to work one-on-one with a child and they're kind of their advocate, and you meet with them monthly and you try to help them understand what they're going through.
Thank you, Together We Rise founder and CEO Danny Mendoza, for being on Impact OC. And I thank everyone for tuning in. I'm OC Talk Radio Public Affairs Director Dawn Camber. Have an impactful day.
You've been listening to Impact OC, the only program showcasing the people and organizations shaping our community. Right here on Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio.